producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to call me, whatever it is that's on your mind, 855-993-7569. We have somebody else who wants to be program director and tell me what to talk about today, which is always a good idea. So let's hear what we've got.
This one is from Marquita. She says, Dr. Joy, I want to ask you about cursing. If it's not if it's not okay for kids, why is it okay for adults? At what ages should curse words from children scare us? And at what ages should it be something of little concern?
Wow, that's a great question. All right, let me, Marquita, before I sort of answer your question, which is really a good question, let me tell you about kind of my stance on it, as well as answering your questions, which is, at one point when my daughter was about six, which obviously presumably falls into your issue about age and stuff like that, she was in school and we were walking on the beach. And she said, Mom, that wave is really, and she used the B word, which isn't, you know, I guess we also have to talk about how we define cursing as well. But so I said to her, yikes, that I don't mind that word, but, your teachers may not be very happy about that. And, if you use it, and another friend said, this is where I learned it from, there may be some issues. All right. So we need to be careful about that. And she looked at me and she said, Mom, don't worry. At school, I talk kid talk. So the first thing about cursing, and we have to really define how we define cursing, because I think, some people mean that the seven words of George Carlin, which I am not going to go into, so don't try and tempt me, that those are the only seven words. Some people view saying damn, for example, as cursing. Some people don't. Some people say that saying hell. And I'm not going to go through a whole list of trying to offend everybody who listens to the program. So you have to define what cursing means. Certainly, as you point out, adults do it, which means kids will mimic it. And quite often, the first time, especially if a very young child says one of the unthinkable words, that often the response for the adult is to laugh, which means it reinforces it. And if it's reinforced, then kids are going to think it's cute and will do it again and again. Until they do it in front of grandma, and grandma says, what kind of parent are you? And then you're in trouble, and so the kid's in trouble. So you have to make sure, first of all, that you define what cursing means. Second of all, that you don't in any way reinforce it with a kid. Third of all, that, as you point out, if it's okay for adults, which it may not be, and different contexts. I mean, I think most of us know that you can swear around your friends, but you can't swear around your friend's parents, or, God forbid, grandparents. You can swear with the people you work out with, but probably not the people you go to church with. So that most of us, including children, have a sense of when it's okay and when it's not okay. So I think that's the place to start. First of all, what are the words? What are okay? What are not okay? And what's the context? And then you can see that it becomes much less a line in the sand of, well, okay, if you're 12, you can say this word. If you're 11, you cannot. Because the issue is not the word itself. It's the context to a certain extent. And it may be the word. So saying to your kid, for example, you can't say four-letter words other than love or like when you're outside of the house. Or you can say it around me, but you can't say it around your dad. Or you can say it as long as it's not in anger, which makes no sense to me. I mean, when are you more likely to use those words? Or I'll tell you what, you can't use it, and your dad and I won't use it either. So anytime you use it, it's going to cost you $5. Anytime we use it, it's going to cost us $20 because we have more money than you have. So, I mean, you can see that this is not a black and white issue per se. You need to figure out exactly what it is you mean to do about all this. And once you've done that, then it becomes not so much age sensitive as context sensitive, and making sure, again, that you haven't inadvertently reinforced it. And you can say, if you've already reinforced it and you really want to back up on that, you can say to your charming child of, look, people laugh when they're embarrassed, but this is not a good kind of thing, and I'm going to stop doing it, and you're going to stop doing it, and this is how we're going to reinforce it with fines. All right, let's see. Did I miss anything in that? That was kind of a long question. So did I get all the answers?
I think so.
Okay. But I remember being in college and hearing about the F-bomb for the first time, and for some reason I hadn't heard about it before then. And just finding with delight, I mean, I'm not sure I knew, I knew it was not an okay word. I'm not sure I knew exactly what it meant. I mean, I know I was 16, I wasn't six, but still. And realizing the response it got from people was just absolutely invigorating. I mean, people would blush, or especially guys, if you said it around guys. And that gives you some idea that I am, you know, from the age of the dinosaurs, because now girls go down the street, screaming it at the top of their lungs. I mean, and in the subway and whatever. I mean, even I, who is sort of renowned for speaking somewhat like a sailor, occasionally sort of think, my goodness, do they not know any other words? But I think it's not so much age as context. And so that's the thing to kind of be aware of. All righty. 855-993-7569. This day in history, the Federal Reserve Bank opened. Which is really interesting, because everybody thinks that the Federal Reserve actually has something to do with the government, and it doesn't. Do you know that?
I actually did not know that.
Yeah.
Actually, I always assumed it was related to the government.
I know. Everybody assumes it was a very clever name. I think if I ever start a bank, I'm going to call it the United States Bank of Joy.
That's a nice ring to it.
I thought so, too. I actually, at one point, I worked for a large broadcasting entity, and they wanted to give me some money to – I ran an AIDS camp at one point. In addition to, I mean, I've never not been a psychologist, never not been on the air, not for a long time. And they wanted to give me, like, literally, like, $20 million or something to start a camp. And fortunately, I was smart enough to say, that's not what I know how to do. Probably go to Leavenworth. You know, that's not my skill set. I'm not an administrator. And we're trying to figure out what we're going to call it. And I said, well, we call it Camp Happy or something. They said, no, we call it Camp Joy. So called the Camp of Joy. That was my mom's idea. It turns out the Federal Reserve System is a central banking system. There are 12, one for each of the 12 Federal Reserve districts, and created by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. They're jointly responsible for implementing the monetary policy set forth by the Federal Open Market Committee. And they have a list of all of them. But it's not part of the federal government. So there you go. It's a central bank. You know who started it? Who advocated it?
I do not.
His story is on Broadway, Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. National Bank, in order to improve the economic stability of the nation. The National Bank was to be used as a tool for the government. It was to be privately owned. See, Dad, most people don't know that. But I do, because I am the queen of Trivial Pursuit. He expressed the validity and would-be success of the National Bank based upon incentives for the rich to invest, ownership of bonds and shares being rooted in fiscal management and stable monetary system. So there you go. Which is one of those things that they're the ones who set, like, the interest rates. And everybody assumes it's the government, and it is not. So you have to pay attention, folks. Be careful about about labels that you think mean one thing and they mean another. All right, 855-993-7569. Apparently what is of great interest to people, which never ceases to amaze me, which I guess vaguely has to do, I guess because it has to do with money, that is tipping. So we thought, if there's something on your mind you want to talk about, 855-993-7569, give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown program. Everybody calls it a show, but I actually call it a program. I sort of feel like if it was a show, I should be tap dancing. I don't know. I just feel kind of strongly about it. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so tipping is one of those things that is getting controversial all of a sudden. As I said, in Europe, it's been added as service for years and years and years. So it wasn't really a choice. It was just added on. and it wasn't something, I suppose you could add moron. And it's actually created a little bit of a fuss in the United States, because when Europeans come here, they tend not to tip because they're used to it being included in. So there have been occasional wait staff, you know, at a big party go running down the street saying, you didn't pay us. So in this country, it's becoming somewhat a bit more controversial just because there have been some major sort of, I guess Danny Meyer in the United States has basically said, okay, we're going to stop tipping, you know, we're going to pay our people more. We're going to increase the price of our food a little bit to cover it. And what we're going to do is basically make it something for a whole lot of reasons, basically because we want you to feel that that you come here and you're going to get good service. And it's part of the ambiance. It's part of what we include for you. It's part of what we provide. There are also some issues about the front of the restaurant as opposed to the back of the restaurant, in that serving people tend to get tipped, and obviously don't tip the dishwasher or the busboy or the chef. Now, and you could say, well, the chef gets paid more money, but presumably the dishwasher and the busboy don't. So and I think the people who do this for a living, we were talking last week with Trevor, who as a barista would get was paid. Did you know how little he gets paid an hour? It was like $2.15 or something an hour, and then the rest was on tips, which I think is just blatantly unfair.
Yeah.
Wow. I know. No, it wasn't. His wasn't $2.13. I think that's what they were talking about. The restaurant that in the Crab Shack. That's the one they were talking about. I think it's Joe's Crab Shack. Owns 130 restaurants, and he was going to try a no tipping policy in 18 of them. I think Trevor got paid about, I don't know, $5 or $6 an hour still, which is still not very much money. I mean, it's better than $2, but it's still not very much. And then the rest was on tips. And so his tips added up to, I think, about probably 50% of his income. But, you know, that's tipping. You know, I'm very, very conflicted about it. Partially because I don't know how to do it very well. I don't know. I mean, in restaurants, it's really easy. But there are a whole lot of situations where I don't actually know what you're supposed to do very much. And I read about it. And there's a whole lot of controversy about it. Like, we've got Christmas coming up. And in my building, they sent out a list. They're not very subtle about it, about who the people are. And then we all get together. And I know that one of the people in the building just writes a check, and then, you know, which is a fairly significant check, and then lets them divvy it up, which I guess is one approach. Another is that you give the people individual stuff. One year I tried giving them, like, gifts. That doesn't work. They don't really want your notion of what they need. They want money. So, and the question is, do you tip your mailman? Well, that would seem to me, no, that's a federal employee. And a lot of federal employees, it's illegal for them to take any money from you. So I don't know. The whole thing gets very confusing as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's start with, we finished up with Barbara, I think.
Yeah, we left off with Barbara, and we'll continue on with Allison. And she says, you should tip, always, 20%.
There you go. Sounds like someone who's probably waited tables for a living at some point.
let's see. Linda says, depends on what they make and how good they are, or at least how good they try to be.
Well, that's it. I mean, the idea was, in theory, the tip, and they're huge, believe it or not, the word tip itself is controversial. It's supposedly to ensure prompt service. That's what tips is. Supposedly means. Okay? So the idea being that that it's not mandatory. It's basically to say, hey, listen, I'm here, and it's worth your while to kind of take special care of me. Now, I mean, even if you look at that approach, that in and of itself is a little controversial if you think about it, right? Because why should I have to pay for you to treat me well? Isn't that part of what you're going to do just because,
right,
because
that's
I'm
good
the customer?
Customer service.
Yeah, exactly.
Being
exactly.
Polite and respectful and, yeah.
Exactly. All right, so keep going.
Lorraine says, I think restaurant owners should pay their help just like other establishments do.
Yeah.
However, since tipping is still the norm, I do tip 20% or more.
There you go.
Nancy says, I really don't mind tipping, but as a waitress, I have worked for at least an hour per table to turn a good tip, but it annoys me when there's tip jars like places that make your coffee or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, that or I actually think that I was in the McDonald's once, and I swear to you that there was really a tip jar at McDonald's.
And my thing, too, is who gets that money in the tip jar? Do they just, you know, because if you go to like a coffee shop or something like what Nancy suggested, and you've got, you know, a tip jar there and there's three people that are working there, well, who, you know, what, yeah. do they take the total at the end of the day and just kind of divide it out evenly? Yeah, that's weird. I've always wondered about that.
Well, and quite often in restaurants, they do share the tips.
Yeah.
And bartenders quite often do.
Right, yeah. Petra says, I don't think our pay should be low because we can get tipped for our service because not everyone can tip, so it shouldn't affect my hourly worth as an employee. I have to work regardless if I'm tipped. I love getting tips, but I also know not everyone can afford to give them, so I never expected them or depended on them when being a server, so they were extra nice when I did get them. My hourly pay is what was something to be upset about. $7.50 was my end wage when I quit, but as low as that was, I still didn't expect a tip, and I don't think it should be expected. It is a reward for giving excellent service.
I agree. I think that's a really lovely kind of approach. First of all, I think your minimum wage should certainly be at least double that. I mean, I think look, $15. An hour is still $600 a week. It's $30,000 a year. In most places, that's going to be somewhat of a struggle because you figure that even with Habitat, that you're talking about a third of your income going toward your living cost, not your food, just your shelter, and that's $10,000 a year, which is $800 a month, which is good luck.
Everything in today's society is getting more and more expensive. So
yeah,
it's like,
nothing's going down.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back and find out what you think in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking about tipping and what people feel about it. Whether it's, because I think it is, the idea of doing away for it is going to be the wave of the future. There's just so much discussion about it. I mean, there's some things that you can see coming, right? Gay marriage. What was it? Was it Ireland that okayed same-sex marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, Catholic country. So we know that gay marriage is going to be not only the law of our land, but the law of the world. Except, I suppose, in some countries in the Middle East. And we know that that self-driving cars are, I mean, there's just too much talk about them. There's too much, you can see it's happening. We know that that the internet will continue to be a major issue. We know that libraries, as we now know them, are basically disappearing off the face of the earth. We know that book publishing, as we've known it, is certainly being truncated. I mean, there's some things that you can really see coming, and you don't need to have a crystal ball. There are a whole bunch of things that will happen that none of us know anything about, but that's another category. And I think the end of tipping, as we know it, is certainly the end of that is on the horizon. It's not here yet, but there's too much discussion about it. I think increasing the minimum wage is obviously something that's already happening. So the question is, what are people thinking about it in this transition time? All right, so let's continue.
All right. Zelina says, I think tipping is great, but only if the person, the waiter, hairdresser, cab driver, etc., did put some effort into what they did.
Say that again. Read that again to me.
She says, I think it's great, but only if the person, that being the waiter, the hairdresser, the cab driver, etc., put some effort into what they did.
You try not tipping a cab driver. And I mean, I agree with you that, that tipping, why are we tipping a cab driver? I mean, unless he... I it's not that I'm against cab drivers, and I think both Uber and Lyft, which are clearly the future of cab driving, don't have tips because there's no way of doing it. You give me your credit card ahead of time, and they won't pick you up unless they already have your credit card on file, and you don't tip them. You can give them recommendations, and I suppose that's part of tipping, and maybe both Uber and Lyft give people bonuses based on the comments, the feedback, but there's no way of giving them tips. And if you pay on a credit card, which is a lovely way of paying, then there's the tip is written in there. Now, if you don't put a tip in, presumably they're not going to run over you, but I wouldn't count on it. I don't know about that. But, yeah, I mean, the idea that the tip, I mean, and again, I mean, tipping is kind of like swearing, right? You have to define the context and what you actually mean by it, right?
Yeah.
I know, only I could find tipping and swearing in the same.
Only
the,
Dr. Joy Brown can link those two things together.
But they are the same, right? They're both context. They're both.
Yeah, yeah, no, I hear you.
Okay.
Beverly says, six of one, one half dozen of the other.
Well, what does that mean in this particular context?
Let's see. She says, waitresses get paid more and the price of food goes up accordingly.
Yeah.
Or they get paid less and we tip. I suspect the waitresses get more money with tips.
Well, in theory, the price going up doesn't mean you don't have to tip. But I think you're probably right. If tipping becomes less of a convention, then I think there will be less tips. You know, it's one of those interesting things. One of the things we should probably ask on Facebook is, or, you know, don't even ask on Facebook, just call me. If you're a waitress, which would you prefer? Would you rather have a 20% increase in your wages, or would you like to continue being tipped? I'm trying to think. You know what? I'm just going to say one thing, and then I'm really of two minds about it. I haven't waited tables for a long time. Actually, I have waited tables. Whenever I'm at parties, I end up waiting tables, but I never get paid for it. I haven't gotten paid for waiting tables for a very long time. But at the time, you know what? It depends on how much you need the money. If you need the money, knowing how much the money is counts, right? As opposed to feeling like if somebody stiffs you, that you can't pay the rent. So I think I would prefer. Plus, the idea of getting paid for doing something that you should be doing well anyway is offensive to me on some level. So I think I would prefer having a 20% increase. So you guys can tip me at Christmas. No, I mean, and this has nothing to do with me. But I think I would rather know what my money's going to be and do a good job of it, because it's important to me to do a good job of it and I don't want to get fired. I think the idea that if I smile at people, I'm going to get more money seems to me almost like being a hooker. And I'm not saying anything bad about hookers or waiters either. I'm just saying it doesn't, and that is probably very personal. So keep going.
Melissa says, cows don't seem to enjoy it much.
Pardon? Oh, cows. Sooner or later. Well, I did say something about tipping cows. So I opened the door to that. I opened the barn door to it. There you go. You're right. Don't tip cows. It's very dangerous.
Chris says, it's great unless you're in a boat.
All right. Now you're just getting silly, folks. Tip a canoe in Tyler, too. I'm surprised someone didn't say it's okay unless you're Tyler. All right, keep going.
Bob says, considering the wage that waitresses and waiters are being paid, I think it's a necessity.
Well, but that's the issue, isn't it? That would you... There are two sides of it. As a wait person, would you rather have more money that you were guaranteed, or would you rather work for tips? as a consumer, which would you rather? As a consumer, you know what? As a consumer, I'd still rather pay a little bit more and have them pay a little bit more, and rather than counting on them kind of sucking up to me.
Lillian says, it's like taking an extra person out for a meal by the time you tip. They should earn a regular wage.
Yep.
Bruce says, I'm a good tipper, but I don't know where the percentage basis came from. For example, in a nice upscale restaurant, the server will get significantly more than a server at a more economical price establishment.
Sure.
When both
if it's the same percentage.
When both work just as hard, when both work just as hard for me. I have a personal formula that I use that I base on value rather than percentage.
Well, I hear what you're saying, because 20% of a $5, you know, of a $5 order, or let's make it $10 order, that, you know, you went to a diner or something, and obviously 20% of that's $2. If you go to a five-star dinner and you spent $200, including wine, and we'll have it for dinner for two, which $200 you probably, let's say $250, $20 at that moment is $50. Now, and in theory, the person who delivers your food, that it may be wine and sirloin in one situation, and hash browns and a Coke, or a hamburger and a Coke in the other, but the steps are probably the same. The uniform may or may not cost the same. But, I mean, you're talking a huge discrepancy, right? I mean, you're talking $2 as opposed to 50 for basically about the same amount of time in theory, and the same amount of steps, and the same amount of weight, you know, heaviness of stuff. So it's a good point.
Last couple here, both from Margaret, and the first one, she says, I'm for it, but I tip according to service received.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, I basically, unless I'm really furious with somebody, I'll tip basically, I'll double the tax, which is basically about 17-18%. If I thought it was good service, I'll tip like 20-25%, depending on the total thing. If it's really, I've only really occasionally, there's one other situation where I was with somebody and I thought that the price was going to be significantly different than it was, and I didn't have a credit card with me. So the tip was about 10%, and the waiter, whom I actually knew, came after me and yelled at me, which I thought was a little inappropriate on his part. And I said, look, it's, you know, I'll have to owe it to you. It's all I had. But, I mean, he was clearly feeling like a tip was his, you know, was his due, which is inappropriate. Not to mention coming after me and yelling at me was a bit much. But in general, I think, I know people, although they're mostly men, I think they're a little more aggressive about this, who've left a penny or two because they thought the service was so bad. Yeah, I think the issue about tipping is, well, if the tipping goes away, so does good service. But I think that's demeaning to service. I don't think that's true. I think most people do a good job because they want to do a good job. The people that don't do a good job, I mean, like my buddy the waiter who said, you owe me. And no, I actually don't. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF.
NSF-53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Okay, how about a quickie email?
Well, let's do it. This email is from Laura, and she says, Dr. Joy, I have a question about how to deal with my 10-year-old son when he makes rude comments. I listen to you often, so I know to ignore bad behavior when I can. But how can I respond when my son makes rude comments to others? I will give you an example.
We were
playing a game with my sons and their cousins. Somebody suggested that his 7-year-old cousin made a sneaky move during the game. My son responded by saying, quote, "She doesn't have the brains to do that," end quote. It was pretty embarrassing, and I told him it wasn't very nice, and he wouldn't have liked it if someone said that about him. He didn't seem very affected by my comments. Do you have any suggestions for future situations like this? Thank you.
Well, I mean, it's a good point. You know, what I might have said to him is, because in some ways he was defending his cousin, and while it was a little harsh, you know, maybe saying, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a dollar if you can figure out a way to say that that is less offensive, because it's kind of you're patting her on the head by on one level saying she wasn't being sneaky, and the other you're kind of undermining her saying she's stupid. So is there a way of saying that that could basically be supportive? Or you know, it might even say to him, tell me what you're trying to accomplish there. Because it may have been that he was really trying to be supportive of his sister. It may be that he was trying, or his cousin. It may be that he was trying to be smart. If you can figure out what his motives were, it might be a little easier for him and for you to understand what's going on. Because rudeness is kind of like tipping and swearing. It's all about context, right? Actually, rude may not be as much about context.
You are
anything
the best at linking so many things together.
I know. I do kind of the pop beads of human behavior. I told you, the only person who could probably view James Bond and Charlie Brown from Peanuts as being the same phenomenon, right? Which they were. I mean, they were both trying to reinvent 50-year-old franchises. Incidentally, they were both number one and number two again, which I predicted last week with all the new stuff out that they were still number one and number two. And the idea being that they're both, you know, just trying to reinvent them for the 90s and or for 2015 and make them, even though they've been around for 50 years. And I thought Charlie Brown did a much better version of it in a lot shorter period of time, almost, you know, what, half the time than Spectre did. But Spectre's making a lot of money, so they don't care about me. All right, so back to rude. So, again, but to a certain extent, rudeness is in the eye of the beholder. Of someone saying, boy, that's really funny, it might be viewed as a compliment, and the other person, if they were trying to be serious about it, is going to view it as rude. So asking your 8-year-old, what was his point there? And he's going to say, I guarantee you, I don't know. And what you're going to say is, well, let's think about it. You know, what are the possibilities here? Are you talking, were you trying to defend her? Were you trying to be funny? Were you trying to make fun of her? And if he can understand a little bit more about why he's saying what he's saying, it may be that he then can say, well, if you're really trying to be supportive of her, then maybe you could be a little gentler. If you're really trying to be funny, I'll bet you could think of something funnier to say. So instead of sort of being critical of him per se, help him to think about alternatives. Because if you help him think about alternatives when he's not in the midst of something, he may begin to think about alternatives and, most importantly, his motives before he starts talking. Okay? So that's what I would do. If you need some more examples, call me back. But I think the example you gave me is pretty straightforward. It would also be helpful of knowing what he says about you. But you can use the same technique. If he says, gee, Mom, this wasn't your best number, and you're saying, well, that's being rude, he's saying, I'm only being honest, and say, well, what's your motive here? If your motive is to say that you like mac and cheese better than meatloaf, then why don't you just tell me that? So helping him to understand what his point is, what his motive is, may actually help you, not only in the context of being kind of rude with his cousin, but also when he's being rude with you. Because, again, rude, presumably, if you're trying to hurt somebody's feelings, then at least you have to take responsibility for that. And what he's going to say, well, just being honest. Well, honest and brutal are not the same kind of thing. So help him look at his motives. Okay? 855-993-7569. Speaking of motives, I think we have one more tipping to do. Tip a canoe and Tyler, too.
Yeah, Margaret actually had one more comment on that. And then she said, I like the way they do it in Europe. Wait staff get a good wage and benefits. The cost is in what the consumer pays,
yep.
Whether built into the price or added as a service charge. Extra is left for something truly extraordinary.
Yeah, it's called service, and it's just added. It's usually 15%, and it's just added. I say that. I haven't been actually in Europe with the exception of Israel, and I think I didn't pay for – I'm not sure I ever had a shekel in my hand. I don't think I paid for anything when I was there. So I don't actually know what things cost and what – I could ask, but I don't actually know. But my experience has been service, is that there's a charge and it's just across the board. And it's why Europeans tend to get in trouble in the States, because they figure it's already added in. So they don't do anything about it. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. And for those of you who are just tuning in, it's not that I'm being oblivious or callous about the situation in Paris over the weekend. It's just that I think that we need to understand that terrorism is about making us fearful, and that we can choose not to be fearful. We can choose to decide that we're going to run our lives, that we're not going to take unnecessary chances, that it doesn't mean that I think politicians are going to make a lot of hay over this, but if you listen to what they say, they don't really have answers either in terms of what we do. And if it's any comfort, I'll tell you one of the things that comforted me, because as most of you know, I was down at the pit at September 11th, after September 9/11, for just under 2 months. And I got invited, actually it was Joan Rivers' house, I got invited to a Passover dinner at her house. And someone said that the thing about terrorists and bad people is that there have always been people who are perfectly willing to kill other people in God's name. But by and large, they don't last, and that good really does triumph, and the need to be gentle with one another and to protect one another and to respect one another has always triumphed over people who are willing to wipe out people who disagree with them and use God as their example of why it's okay to do that. And that's what we need to remind ourselves, is that that good, it's not only that good triumphs over evil, it's that being gentle with people and loving each other is much more powerful than trying to kill people. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.